This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this game day. That's right, Ravens in Tampa. Taking on the Buccaneers. 2-4-2 teams getting it on. Ravens 3.5-point favorites. Looking to make it 5 in a row. Keep up with the Steelers in the AFC North. Tampa, right now, they sit on top of the NFC South. Because Atlanta got drubbed yesterday at home by Seattle. New Orleans stinks. Tampa or Carolina's horrible. We'll get into all of that. But the Ravens trying to maintain that momentum, taking on former friend, foe, Baker Mayfield here to preview the game. From BaltimoreSports.com, it's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. He is Todd Karpovich. Todd, good morning. What's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing all right. And we'll look at this Ravens team going up against Tampa, and in particular, Lamar and Baker. It's not Lamar versus Baker, Baker versus Lamar, et cetera, et cetera. But same draft. Baker went number one overall. Lamar was the last pick in the first round. I like to keep stressing that. People like to think he was Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft. He was a first-round draft pick, last pick of it. But any sort of storyline between the two here, two guys that have had interesting careers, the last pick in the first round, multiple MVPs, big payday. Baker's on his fourth team, but seems to have found a home here.
Yeah, two former Heisman Trophy winners.
Right.
So, you know, Lamar talked about that last week, about how they have a bond over that because they're big, one in consecutive years. And, of course, you know, Baker played all those years with the Browns. And so they've had some head-to-head matchups. But otherwise, you know, Lamar basically just keeps to himself. You know, he says he doesn't talk to a whole lot of quarterbacks in the offseason, stresses that he's going against the opposing team's defense, not the opposing quarterback. Of course, Baker, you know, Baker has familiarity with Baltimore. However, he's 3-6 against him lifetime. So the Ravens have had some success against him. But, he sort of resurrected his career in Tampa Bay, getting out of Cleveland, which, again, you know, they're having another terrible season. It's a neat storyline with two former Heisman Trophy winners in the mix.
Now, with tonight's game, you have Derrick Henry, who's been brilliant, leads the NFL in rushing, going up against, an interesting Tampa run defense. Not bad, not great, but kind of competitive, maybe minus their best interior lineman. But Derrick Henry, your surprise level, Todd, that he has been successful to this level so far through six games.
Not surprised at all. I mean, the Ravens, their history of running the football, is, you know, even with the different offensive coordinators, has been dominant. And Derrick Henry is probably the best running back that they've had since Jamal Lewis, as far as getting downhill. So really not surprised. The only thing I'm really surprised about is the number of carries he's gotten. I thought they'd be more conservative, but they needed him to close out games. They needed him to win games. When Mitchell gets back, it might loosen the load a bit on him if he's really healthy. But the only thing I'm surprised by is the number of carries, but I'm not surprised by the success. Now, Vita Vea, the Buccaneers' defensive nose tackle, is supposed to play tonight, so that's a boost for them.
Yeah, he's a very good run player, but Todd, he doesn't play. He rotates in there a lot. And the other guys that come in aren't that good. You know, I don't think they get off blocks very well defensively. And the thing that I think the other big thing the Ravens have advantage defensively is I like their backers. You know, I think the inside backers, I think David and Britt, I think they're really good, but they're 230 pounds.
Yeah, their interior passers are pretty good. David Hall and Vea all have 3 sacks apiece, but, you know, Tampa Bay, they really can't stack the box against Henry because their pass defense is really struggling. They're only 28th in the league, just ahead of the Ravens. They're allowing, you know, 252.3 yards per game. And Lamar has just shown that when you stack the box, he can beat you through the air. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the two teams are going to attack each other because they both have weaknesses on defense.
Yeah, and I don't know what you think, but I didn't think their secondary was all that good. I mean, they were playing Funderburk a lot, and he's a college free agent, number 24. I wasn't impressed with him at all. So I think the Ravens, I think they can kind of pick their poison. I think they're going to be able to throw it. And, you know, they don't get a ton of pressure, I don't think.
No, not at all. And then Levante David, their cornerback, has three interceptions. So they have two interceptions. So they are getting some turnovers. But you're right, Vinny. I mean, I like the way the Ravens match up against this defense. And this is the best offense Tampa Bay played all season. And also, you know, they're a little banged up. Evans is a game-time decision. I think he'll play. But the Falcons have a big game next week against Atlanta in a short week. So you're thinking, you know, maybe, you know, they put a little more conservative with who they play. And of course, the Ravens have a game against Cleveland next week. But Cleveland's not, I don't think, as good as Atlanta.
I think the Ravens are going to be able to get pressure, especially up the middle. I mean, Graham Barton's been on injury report all week, too. It sounds like he'll play. But I think he's kind of like Rosengarten, Todd. I think he's a year away from having a man body, an NFL body.
Yeah, I agree. And Baker's not real mobile. You know, he sort of holds the ball. So he's been sacked a couple times this year. I do think the Ravens are able to get some pressure. You know, I'm not really impressed with Tampa Bay's running game with Bucky Irving. Sean Tucker had a breakout game last week. But again, he's a young guy. So I think the Ravens are going to make them one-dimensional where Baker Mayfield's got to kind of sit in the pocket where they can get pressure on him.
Yeah, and their right tackle, Todd, he's terrible, I think. I think, you know, whoever's rushing from that side, from the Ravens, I think they're going to have a huge advantage and be able to get some pressure on Baker from the outside.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Ravens are also going to be giving different looks. You know, they're not going to give them traditional, you know, edge rushers. You know, I think Kyle Hamilton is an opportunity for him, and the cornerbacks can also, you know, go in there and make some and make some sacks. Yeah, this is going to be it's going to be interesting the way it works out. Baker's sacked 17 times, so you know the offensive line is struggling.
Now, is Marcus Williams going to show up in this game?
Well, that Zach Orr and John Harbaugh both said he had his best week of practice. You know, he said he's healthy. So, you know, this is a game where, you know, the clock's ticking on this guy. You know, the trade deadline's coming up. However, you know, the Ravens really can't add a safety because they have so much money tied up in him. And they got to think about extending Kyle Hamilton. So, yeah, this is what they get. You know, him and Eddie Jackson, I like to see them make a play tonight.
Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens are trying to make it 5 in a row, Todd, as you know, against the Buccaneers, trying to maintain their advantage on top of the NFC South. Keys to victory for the Ravens tonight are going to be what, as you see it?
Establish the run, get Derrick Henry revved up, avoid the turnovers, which can cost them the game. And don't defend the secondary, has to play at a higher level and not give up big plays. They got to try to find a way to contain Chris Godwin and Mike Evans if he plays. Mike Evans is not a good matchup for the Ravens because of his big physical style. Maybe Marlon Humphrey is probably on Godwin and maybe Stevens on Evans if he plays. And, you know, Alfred Mollett's a game-time decision. That would help the Ravens out tremendously in that secondary. And then, you know, of course, Nate Wiggins, rookie, he'll get some time. But the Ravens really have to, if they can avoid the big plays and establish that run game, they're going to win the game.
Todd, what's happening at BaltimoreSports.com on this Monday?
Just covering the Ravens every day out of practice and the games. And you can find me at Twitter at Todd Karpovich.
Todd, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. There's Todd Karpovich, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. It's the whip around. Tons going on in the world of sports this past weekend. We're going to get you caught up on all of that and more than the AFC North. Notes from the North, as we call it. Two games involving division foes. Well, one featured two division teams playing one another. And then Sunday Night Football. Steelers wearing those 1974 throwback unis against the Jets. And boy, this thing was one-sided, not in New York's favor. We'll talk about that and more here on this Game Day Monday on the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, it's the Whip Around here on this game day Monday. Ravens tonight in Tampa taking on the Buccaneers. Ravens 3.5-point favorites in this one. Both teams 4-2. Both teams coming off wins. Ravens won 4 in a row. As a matter of fact, plenty more discussion about this one coming up as the show rolls on. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. How about a little college football fun in College Park on Saturday? CQ Stadium, Maryland looked like they're about to take another L and drop to 0-4 in the Big Ten. And then USC said, no, we insist that you go ahead and take this win. And Billy Edwards making heroic plays down the stretch.
Here we go. Second down and goal at the 3. Emby, the running back. Edwards gets the snap. He will keep it in the end zone for the touchdown. Billy Edwards Jr.
There you go.
And the Terrapins have come back from a 14-point hole, and they tie the game at 28.
Yeah, down 28-14, Maryland comes back. Johnny Holiday on the call, Maryland Radio Network. Billy Edwards, 53 seconds yet left. Scores a tie. And I got to be honest with you, I wasn't all that confident Jack Hose was going to make that extra point because he missed another field goal over the course of the proceedings. But he got the win. He got the extra point. Maryland gets the win. USC, they've lost 4 games by a combined total of 14 points. They have led at halftime of every single one of those losses. And Lincoln Riley taking some heat out in L.A., and rightfully so. For Maryland, however, Vinny, they get their first conference win. They're 4-3 on the year. They go to Minnesota coming up on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. FS1, by the way, you can hear it on the Fan. 4.5-point underdogs. It's Minnesota, then at Oregon, where a trouncing probably awaits, let's be real. Then they host Rutgers in Iowa before they go to number 3 Penn State. Could they possibly eke 7 wins out of this regular season?
Let's take it one at a time, Bob.
All right.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like when, you know, the Orioles, you know, like they had lost a couple, then they won again. They're back on track,
right?
You know, and then fall back.
You mean like a biatch slapping the Yankees in the Bronx?
Yeah.
Going 5-1, then not scoring a run except for a solo homer in the playoffs. I thought we were over that. But they are dogs at Minnesota, so let's be real.
Minnesota's not bad.
And then Rutgers, they've been flatlining. Iowa's been scuffling. And then Penn State's all about winning national championships. And, you know, Maryland usually struggles against them historically. But bowl eligibility. Look, if they had lost Saturday, which I thought they were, we'd be like, today, they're not winning another game.
Right.
Now here we are talking about them maybe even getting a six and staying in the bowl cycle, which I guess does have some level of import for the program. They have made four straight bowl games since Bobby Ross was the coach back in the 80s.
I think that would be big. I mean, and if they can go win at Minnesota, that would be huge. Big win on the road, because Minnesota's not bad. Be tough, but that would be a big win for them.
Yeah, rowing the boat, maybe, up in Minnesota, but we'll talk about that as the week goes on. Speaking of college football, how about number one Texas at home, getting their pants pulled down and spanked little red heinies by Georgia. Some interesting officiating, though. Yes. Interceptions, then offensive pass interference, and then bottles are thrown. Calls are overturned. It seemed as though, and look, I got no problem blasting umpires or referees, that there might have been some covert activity going on there. And Kirby Smart was not feeling it after the game.
And Kirby Smart was blaming ESPN.
Yeah.
Or ABC, whichever what it was. But Georgia came to play. And Quinn Ewers, that was not a good game for him.
No. A guy expected to be, you know, top 10 pick in the upcoming draft, but he got yanked, and then Arch Manning came in. He was running for his life. But Georgia, thorough demolition of the number one team. Oregon is now number one, by the way, in the AP poll. Tennessee, number 11, beat Alabama 24-17. And how about the midshipmen? Blow out the Fighting Pogies there in Charlotte, 51-17. Navy, Notre Dame this week.
Yeah, Navy's ranked, what, 23rd?
Yeah, they're moving up the rankings.
Yeah, so this will be a really good challenge. And the thing that's tough for Notre Dame is you don't get a chance to practice.
Navy's 24th, Army's 23rd.
Yeah, so, I mean, they run the wishbone, they run all that. So it is hard to prepare to get ready to play Navy.
88-81-057, the Fan. It's the whip around last night, Major League Baseball. The NLCS, Game 6 out of Chavez Ravine. Dodgers trying to close out the New York Mets, and because of Tommy Edman, they did.
Edman drives this ball deep left center field. Back goes Nimmo. Cleanup Tommy Edman. A two-run blast.
Two-run blast, Tommy Edman. 2-for-5 with a homer. 4 ribbies last night. FS1 on the call. And the Dodgers, 10-5 over the Mets. They win the series in 6 games. Will Smith also went yard, drove in a couple of runs for L.A. Back to the World Series for the first time since 2020. They'll take on the Yankees. But the Mets, hey, look, spirited run. They were 10 games under 500 at one point this season. Made it to within 2 games of getting to the World Series, an unexpected late season charge. So congratulations to them. But for L.A., this isn't the best Dodgers team we've seen in the last 5 years. I mean, they've had way better teams than this one not make it this far. So they get in. They'll take on the Yankees. Edman, by the way, MVP of the NLCS. They'll take on the Yankees, who beat Cleveland for Saturday night. Juan Soto, 3-run jack in the 10th inning. 5-2 final score. All games in Cleveland, epic. Epic ball games, went late, went deep. They were tying home runs, extra inning mishaps. But story of it, the revitalized Giancarlo Stanton, who looked like he was toast, even against the Orioles in late September. It's like, I could have went up there right-handed. I'm left-handed, full disclosure. Or not full disclosure, give it. And he would have struck out, and the ball would have bounced 10 feet in front of him.
Right.
But boy, he got hot at the right time. So he gets the MVP in the NLCS. But Cleveland's bullpen, best in baseball all season long, implodes in the championship series. So New York, for the first time since 09, they get to the Fall Classic starting Friday night. It's the Dodgers, it's the Yankees, it's Ohtani, it's Judge, it's all the other subplots that go along with it. The World Series history between these two storied franchises, well documented, and we're going to hear a lot more about it over the course of the week when it begins. And if you're a fan of the WNBA, Nolan is. He wears his Lynx jersey to work all the time.
Yeah.
Liberty, Liberty beat the Lynx in overtime 67-62 as they win their first ever WNBA championship. And I saw the coach for
Minnesota was irate.
Cousin, they stole this bleep from us. The officials, that is.
She was the Olympic coach.
To be honest with you, I watched 0 seconds of the game.
I didn't even know it was on.
Everything that was going on, was, you know, with all due respect, and these are the best basketball players in the world playing their trade, but, you know, they're more, you know, things that entertain me more.
Yeah. It's just, Bob, I would have flipped over if Caitlin Clark was playing. I'll be honest.
Well, she's been out of the equation for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, here. She's playing golf.
This day in sports history, it is October the 21st. No real Orioles, Ravens, and Colts stuff to get into. But about 1973 in Oakland, Reggie Jackson goes yard as the A's beat the Mets 5-2, win the World Series in 7 games, back-to-back. They would win 3 straight. Dick Williams quit right after the game. Told Charlie Finley, take this job and shove it. Because he hated Charlie Finley's meddling. Rob Andrews made an error in game 2. And then Finley wanted to cut him during the World Series, which led to a player mutiny. Charlie Finley was kind of a goofball.
Yes, he was.
But Dick Williams said, that's enough. The Reggie Jackson MVP of that series, 1976. Yankees got swept by the Reds. Johnny Bench goes deep twice. He is World Series MVP as the Big Red Machine rolls through New York in 4 straight. One of the most impressive. Reds were 7-0 in the playoffs that year. Swept the Phillies and swept the Yankees. One of the great teams in the history of baseball. Closed it out on this day in 1976, 1980 in Philadelphia. The Phillies beat the Royals 4-1. They win that Fall Classic in 6 games. Mike Schmidt was MVP of that World Series. So Philadelphia wins their first World Championship in baseball. And then 1998. Yankees beat the Padres 3-0. Sweep that series of 4 games. Scott Brosius. Yeah, that guy was MVP. The Yankees 1998, one of the great teams in the history of baseball themselves. They set the Major League record for wins in a season back in 1998. So World Series accomplishments taking place on this date, October the 21st. When we come back, AFC North notes from the North. Ravens play tonight trying to maintain or at least keep up with Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh won last night over the Jets, and then Cincinnati beat the Browns in Cleveland. Browns lose their quarterback to Sean Watson. If you missed it, we'll get into that when we return. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw coming up around 11:45, and then news from the Nest. Start previewing even more in-depth Ravens and Buccaneers. 2-4-2 teams getting it on tonight in Tampa. We're talking about it on The Fan.
Bengals.
Chase to the end zone. That's a Bengal touchdown.
Browns.
Toss down. Miles Garrett gets home.
Steelers.
Pressure ball out. Picked up. Walk. Touchdown Steelers.
Ravens.
Lamar winding up. Going deep for Bateman. He's got it.
The toughest division in football. Notes from the North. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
As you heard, notes from the North. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass as well. Early in the afternoon window, NFL Week 7, Cincinnati at Cleveland, taking on the Browns, Joe Burrow. Well, Cincinnati returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. So there you go. Then things kind of got all quagmired up, if you will. Then in the third quarter, Joe Burrow decided to play like Joe Burrow a little bit there.
Third down, quick cross. Higgins sprung free. Touchdown. This lethal 1-2 punch of Higgins and Chase.
CBS on the call. Joe Burrow, 15 of 25, throws 2 touchdowns. Quarterback rating 108.9. That one was T. Higgins. Also threw one to Ja'Marr Chase. So the Cincinnati Bengals kind of creep closer to 500 there, winning at Cleveland to pick up the W. Deshaun Watson, torn Achilles tendon, confirmed today, by the way, MRI. He's going to be lost for the season with the Browns.
I'll say this, Bob, and I think I texted you. He was actually playing good. I mean, he was like 15 to 17 or whatever. I mean, he looked good throwing the ball, and that's too bad for the Browns because it's the first time watching him where it's like, yeah, he's doing all right.
Then he gets hurt. Then Dorian Thompson-Robinson came in and couldn't really generate much offense there. But for the Cleveland Browns, it's a loss of their quarterback who's making over $200 million guaranteed dollars. Fans were cheering when he was being carted off the field, and I don't think it was a wishing you well sort of cheer. It was like, get off of here. And look, his off the field exploits, drama, controversy, who knows? Well documented. This guy settled a ton of lawsuits.
Yep.
In regards to allegations of sexual battery and improprieties. And I get it if you want to think he's a scumbag and cheer his injury for that. But I'm looking at it more, he wasn't all that good for them. That's why they're cheering. It's like, oh, well, you've been a waste of money. Hey, we would have tolerated your alleged scumbag behavior if you were playing like an all-pro. But since he wasn't, I think that's why they were on him. Because they were glad he got hurt because they wanted somebody else to quarterback the team. I don't think it had anything to do with his off-the-field stuff.
100%, Bob. 100%. I think you're exactly right. You know, I mean, last year when he got hurt and then Flacco came in, took him to the playoffs and everything, I think people kind of saw. And he was what? Like, he had, prior to that game, he was like, what, 0 for 26 on third down conversions? So he had been struggling quite a bit. And like I said, this was the first time when I watched him, and like I couldn't criticize him because I said, damn, that sucked, or that was a bad throw. He actually looked okay.
Browns host the Ravens this coming Sunday. 9.5-point underdogs early line in that game. A little Jameis Winston action going on here or no?
Yeah, I would imagine it'd be Jameis Winston. Dorian Thompson, we saw that last year with the Ravens, and that wasn't pretty.
No, not at all. Now, last night, about a little Sunday night football for you in Pittsburgh. What's it called? Acrisure?
No, I don't even know.
Acrisure Stadium.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nolan. Make sure you got the decimal point in the proper place and round it out. Steelers with Russell Wilson, quarterback, replacing Justin Fields, who would help them to a 4-2 record and, you know, tie with the Ravens, top standings in the AFC North. But Russell Wilson, he got his first start of the year, and boy, that's eventually he started to cook a little bit, huh?
Wilson gets the snap, back to pass, throws a fade, right corner of the end zone. Pickens is there, makes the catch, touchdown Steelers. An 11-yard touchdown from Russell Wilson to George Pickens. The first touchdown catch of the year for Pickens, and the Steelers have pulled within three.
Westwood won on the call. Pittsburgh actually came from behind to win this game, which turned out to be a mismatch. 37-15. Russell Wilson, two touchdown passes. George Pickens, as you heard, scored his first. Five catches, a buck 11. Second week in a row, Najee Harris over 100 yards with a TD. Aaron Rodgers, he threw two more picks.
Yeah. I thought Najee, Bob, I thought Najee ran hard. You know, I mean, they were... Pittsburgh was ready to play emotionally and physically.
Are the Jets toast here? Two and five now, I believe. It's some sort of dreadful record that you don't want to have at this state of the sea. Yeah, two and five.
And then Reddick will be back today.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Way to blow the first seven games. We're talking about Hassan Reddick, right? Not Lawrence Taylor or Terrell Suggs, right?
Yeah.
Hassan Reddick. But good luck with that, Jets. Buffalo, enjoy that AFC East championship. And we'll get into the scores more detailed as we get into the picks later in the show. But Miami, they're toast.
God.
New England's bad. And the Jets are not getting any better than they are right now.
Yeah. And Tua's coming back, which will help. I mean, Huntley got hurt, too, yesterday.
Yeah, but point is, Buffalo needs to totally crap the bed to lose this
no doubt.
Division, the AFC East.
And Cooper looked good for them yesterday.
Caught a touchdown pass.
Yep.
So the Steelers, who win last night, they will host the Giants, who aren't that great. And then Cincinnati hosts the Eagles. The Bengals are actually favored in that game against Philadelphia. So that's an interesting 1 o'clock Sunday matchup, too.
Yeah, that'll be a big game. Because Bengals can get to 4-4. Otherwise, you know, they'll be sitting 3-5. So that'll be a big game. And it seems like Philly was playing a little bit better. Their defense kind of showed up a little bit, getting after the quarterback. And Saquon Barkley was spectacular.
Yeah, A.J. Brown scored a touchdown. I mean, Hurts still doesn't look 100% sharp.
Yeah.
Not saying he's hurt. He's just not playing like he was, you know, 2 years ago or even a year ago. at this time. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We have time to get a call in there. Nolan McGraw, let's go to the phones. For Ted, 583-1057. Your predictions for the Ravens and Buccaneers are certainly welcome. Got news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Let's go get Q in Pikesville. Q, what's up?
Jeez. Good day, fellas. Listen, first and foremost, man, that Jets, quote-unquote Jets and Mets thing that you was talking about, Bob, that's for Queens Jets fans.
Oh.
Queens and Brooklyn is Mets land. When you talk about Uptown, Harlem and the Bronx, that's Yankees land.
Okay.
So if you run into a Yankees fan from Uptown, he's going to claim the Yankees. A Jets fan, he's going to claim the Yankees. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
Both for Harlem teams, period.
All right. I'm just saying, you know, if I was, I'd be all over the Giants before I'd be over the Jets. You know what I mean? If I'm a Yankees fan.
To each his own. But as far as yesterday's game go, with the Yankees, speaking of which, I got them winning the World Series in six. I'm not worried about the Dodgers.
Okay.
As far as last night's game is concerned, I mean, we're done. We are through, man. I mean, I'm not even making excuses. The innocent, Vinny, that kick in the middle of the field when we was up, what was it, 15-3, 15-6?
Mm-hmm.
And we was driving. I think we was in field goal territory. When he threw that pick in the middle of the field, when he was talking in Garrett, that was the momentum swinger right there. We never jumped back at all. I'm not making no excuses for the O-line, us missing most of our secondary. It is what it is. But, yeah, they keep talking this recycling about they had some analytics up this morning saying that the Jets still got a 47% chance of making a full season because of the weak schedule. That's done. That's done. I don't see this team bouncing back. Even if we do, them games that we lost, the Vikings game that we should have won, the Broncos game we should have won if we had a decent kicker, that's going to come back to haunt us. So at the end of the day, the season is over.
What a Buffalo game if the kicker would have made kicks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, too.
And
yeah,
by the way, what did they need to see before they realize Erline's toast?
Yeah.
I mean, how many field goals does he have to miss on a weekly basis before you go, hey, this guy.
Are you talking about Zerline?
Yeah,
Zerline.
Greg the leg.
Yeah, Greg Zerline. Yeah, he's the, I don't know, man. I'll be surprised if he has a job next week. But at the end of the day, man, it's a wrap. We threw on to clean up next year. Take it easy, fellas.
Well, get on that Ravens bandwagon. There's plenty of room.
Yep.
Q in Pikesville by way of the Bronx. So he tried to explain the Yankee, Mets, Jets, Giants fandom. We'll see. And he's a Knicks fan, too? Oh, boy. Tomorrow the NBA starts, and they play at Boston. Get ready for Bronny and the Knicks. It's coming your way, everybody. Two teams not even favored to win their own conferences. But, yeah, they'll be talking about them like it's a rematch of the 72 NBA Finals. When we come back, how about the most electrifying man on this station, Nolan McGraw? Go to his funhouse, get his thoughts on his weekend. News for the desk coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from Harbs and Lamar and everybody else. And we're going to hear from the Tampa Bay side of things, too. Previewing tonight's game. Buy or sell, 12:15. Where's the early week money? And then Scott Reynolds from the Pewter Report preview the game from a Tampa perspective. Baker Mayfield's quarterback rating is over 109. I don't know the exact decimal point, but it's high for the Buccaneers ahead of tonight's matchup. Vinny's keys, the victory coming up at 12:45. Got NFL lunch at 1. We'll look back at our picks for this weekend. College and pro. College sucked. Pro was better. Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com. We'll talk about week 7 in the NFL. And two games tonight. Arizona and the Chargers, also part of your entertainment football Monday night. But speaking of entertainment, let's bring in old Nolan McGraw there. Nolan, what's up?
Doing pretty good. You know, yesterday was kind of that ideal NFL slate when your team isn't playing. Maybe they're the Thursday night game or the Monday night game. In the Ravens' case, you're always hoping, well, hopefully the Sunday slate is really good. Mm-hmm. And we knew going in that there were a ton of enticing matchups. What, Lions-Vikings, you know, undefeated Vikings team on the line, Chiefs 49ers, rematch of the Super Bowl.
Packers-Houston was a good
Packers-Houston ended up being great, and some other exciting events along the way. That's always your biggest hope as a sports fan, is give me a full slate. The worst thing you want is just a bunch of terrible matchups. It's like the full Sunday is full of Thursday night matchups, essentially.
Well, the 1 o'clock games were acceptable.
Yeah. Yep.
4 o'clock games, maybe lacking some drama. Even San Francisco, Kansas City turned out to be somewhat of a dud. Brandon Ayuk's going to be out with torn ACL. Debo Samuel got KO'd, so the 49ers right now sit below 500, and they're still favored to beat Dallas next week. So there you go.
Well, the Chiefs 49ers was entertaining if you like watching a quarterback run around with a defense that's scared to hit him. In the case of Patrick Mahomes, that touchdown run, as incredible as it was, I mean, how many defenders had a chance to shove him out of bounds and held up a little bit, maybe a little too hesitant, maybe a little scared in the back of their head that a flag's coming their way? I mean, look, you protect the quarterbacks. They are the money drivers in the league. I get it. But at a certain point, I mean, you can't have defenders out there scared to get hands on a guy. I mean, that's counterintuitive to the game.
And then, you know what the other thing is? Andy Reid doesn't lose after buys. I should have, you know. I went against Mahomes and Andy Reid after a bye. How dumb am I?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, that's an open-ended question right there. Kansas City, only undefeated team left in the NFL. So the 72 Dolphins, however many are left, and sadly Mercury Morris passed away about a month ago, and he's in the famous line in the documentary from a couple years ago. I got this bottle of Dom. Come get some with me, but all you got to do is win every game. And Kansas City's the right now. They're the ones hanging on to that undefeated record. But they're all about getting that third Super Bowl, which no team has ever done before. Nolan, you want to go to Funhouse real quick?
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First comment here on the Terps. Texter says, I'm still not confident in Maryland to win any game left on their schedule. The team hasn't changed. They're the same group with the same major issues. Also, running on the field after beating a 3-3 team is embarrassing, but that's where Maryland football is at in 2024.
Well, I can't disagree with any of that. And if they are underdogs at Minnesota, if they wound up getting trounced, I wouldn't be stunned. If they win that game, I wouldn't be surprised. And hey, look, when you're getting worked by the Indianas of the world, and Indiana now kind of legit, they just put 56 on Nebraska. Hey, storm the field. I mean, if you beat, you know, the Patterson Rec All-Star Flag football team from 82, which I was the starting quarterback, 282 touchdown passes, you storm the field. Take your win.
Some text here on tonight's matchup. This one says, tonight, all about the Ravens defense. You know that Lamar and the offense are going to show up, deliver at least 25, 27 points, maybe even more. Defense has to come up with a stop. Unfortunately, been easier said than done recently.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get us a couple turnovers. That's what I would like. But it would be really helpful if the defense can show hope and some consistency. You know, I mean, they'll play a good series or two, but the consistency part of it.
And Michael in Abingdon's also got a prediction here. Says Lamar will leave the NFL in awe again tonight. Another good primetime performance. Ravens 34-14 is his prediction. Some stats. Jackson throws for 300 with three touchdowns. And King Henry still leads with 125 and a touchdown on the ground. A lot of offense here for Michael.
And you know what? Extreme, very possible. It's like they've done it before. And who put up 500 on Tampa yards? Atlanta? Yeah.
Young Hay kicked the field goal to beat him.
That's right. Well, hopefully Justin Tucker isn't being relied on to hit a game winner tonight. Hopefully it's a little more comfortable than that.
And if he's asked, I think he does it.
Right. I think the confidence is back.
Yes.
But the way this offense is humming right now, if you're the Ravens, said it really since Lamar's been the quarterback, that when Justin Tucker's running on the field, that pisses Lamar off. He loves Tucker, but he wants to keep these drives going and end in six, not three.
Yeah, wants him kicking extra points, not field goals. I think it could be a little on the high-scoring side. We'll get into our predictions later in the show when we come back. News from the Nash, John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zach Gore, Todd Bowles, Baker Mayfield, among others. We're going to hear from them as the Ravens and Buccaneers both get it on, both 4-2. Buy or sell, where's the Monday money? If you're looking to make a wager, you got a couple extra coins on you. Scott Reynolds from Pewter Report will look at this matchup from a Tampa perspective, and then keys to victory. Vinny's got keys. Ravens trying to win their fifth in a row. We're talking about it. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Don't forget, tonight, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by Rice, Mirtha, Pesaurus, 5 o'clock, live from the Green Turtle in Canton. Come on by, say hello.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.